Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 34, Check the Ego. This episode covers how your ego can set you up for failure and how to not let your ego become the enemy. So ever felt like you deserved something and didn't get it? We all do. Our ego gets too big. We feel like we should just get things without doing the work required in the gym, in sport, in business, in career, in relationships, in life. So checking the ego, it's a skill that you can develop over time and it will help you to drop the entitlement and enable you to put in the work to get what you want. This is what we're going to go through in today's episode. Follow me on Instagram, you probably heard me say this one a good few times on the stories. Usually when I'm training or I'm trying to push through and I'm, you know, my elbow might be getting a bit niggly if I'm trying to progress the one arm, chin up, anything along those lines, I'm always like, check the ego, check the ego, check the ego. And it's like an anchor for me that'll bring me back to everything I'm going to go through today. And it's imperative first of all, you want to have things like healthy relationships, but second of all, if you're whatever you're going after in your own life across like training, business, career, whatever, the ego will become the enemy and it's going to derail you if you don't learn how to check the ego. So it's like a skill. It's not just something you're born with or you're not. Like it's a skill that we can actually learn. So we'll go through that today. So with an analogy, I'll give you an analogy to start this one off like I did in the last episode. They really helped me to wrap my head around things and hopefully do the same for you. So for the ego, fire is a good one here, because fire can provide like warmth and food, but it can also burn down the village. Okay, so that's a great way to think of it, is that, yeah, the fire, you know, we think of the hunter-gatherer days, like you needed it to survive, for warmth, to cook your food, etc. But if it gets out of control, what can it do? It could actually burn down the whole village. So the key here is how you use it. And it's the same with the ego as well, because there'll be stuff, you know, even blast, and it's like, no, we all have an ego. We all need to have an ego. You need to believe in yourself and all these other things, which is part of your ego. But yeah, like we don't want to let it get out of control, think we're the center of the universe and become entitled and all these type of things. So that fire analogy is great. Just in terms of how we use it, it's really going to affect like the outcomes in our life. So to break down to 3 points, I had three here. First one, we all have an ego. So we'll get into that in a sec. Second one then, don't let the ego become the enemy. And then the third point was, develop a healthy ego. So to dive into the first one, we all have an ego. The definition of this, I always think it's good lately to just look at definitions of things. Like a lot of miscommunication is down to the fact that we're not operating on the same definitions. And it like once you start to do this and you start to kind of be aware of it in conversations with, you know, anyone in your life, you'll really see that. If someone has a different definition of their head for a certain word, and then you have a different one, and you're arguing over the actual word, that argument will never work out, because you actually have different ideas of what that word means in your head. Because again, it's language. Humans have created language, and we'll have different perceptions around different words. So it's actually good just to define things, and then make sure that you're on the same page. So with ego, there'll be lots of different definitions. I think I literally just Googled it when I was preparing. Whatever came up at the start, it said a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. Cool, that's a good one. We'll run with that one because it kind of shows you the spectrum there. Like the kind of healthy or the good side of ego would be the self-esteem. Then going towards like ego becoming the enemy would be like the self-importance, like thinking you're the kind of center of the universe. So that was even a good definition there. Hadn't heard that one before. Again, just to kind of, like I said, the benefits of just looking up these definitions, and it'll help you actually learn more about the thing itself. So there we go. We all have an ego. We all have like our own sense of kind of self-esteem or self-importance. And as I was saying, to go towards the kind of healthy ego, the self-esteem is what we're looking for there. And like I've talked a lot about these things in other podcasts about my, like I've studied so much stuff and all this, like I've gone the therapy route, gone other routes, done loads of stuff. And if I could give it to you in one line, gain your own self-respect. That was my kind of one-liner to myself about how to live a good life. And funnily enough, just from doing the definition thing here, you like that came up again, which just like ingrained in me that I was clearly onto something there, because just like I'd said there, like, you know, the ego, it says a person's sense of self-esteem. Cool. What's self-esteem? Google self-esteem. Confidence in one's own worth or abilities, semicolon, self-respect. Okay. What's self-respect? Self-respect is loving yourself and treating yourself with care. It's the result of staying true to your values and not being willing to compromise. What does that sound like? That sounds like not settling, doesn't it? not settling. And like, hence why I've like the guy who didn't settle, because to me, that's how I live the best life. That's how I gain my own self-respect. I stand up for my values. I'm not willing to compromise or settle on my values and the person I want to be and the things I want to do in life. What happens then? Now I'm starting to gain my own self-respect. What happens then? Now I'm starting to, you know, get the healthy ego and stand up for myself and believe in myself. And obviously try not to let it go over to, you know, thinking I'm the center of the universe or like, oh, guy who didn't settle like a superhero or anything like that. But you can see how that's kind of checked out here as well. When I kind of did all the research around it. So that is my advice to you as well. Like, gain your own self-respect from all the things I've tried. That's it. Because to me, there's two paths here. When you're trying to, like, get a healthy ego, gain your own self-respect, you can chase the self-respect. Like, you can chase your own self-respect, or you can chase... Sorry, I'll phrase it a bit different. You can chase internal self-respect, or you can chase external validation from other people. That's pretty much it. And the world will kind of point us towards the external validation, the Instagram, the likes, the this, the that. That's all external stuff. And that's all disempowering, because it's based on stuff outside of you that you can't control. So, oh, I got 100 likes today, my self-esteem is great. Oh, 30 people unfollowed me and I got banned off Instagram, self-esteem's in the gutter. Like that, you know, that's just so disempowering. Whereas the empowering one is gaining your own self-respect. So it's all on your internal things. It's all on realizing the values of things that are important to you, setting boundaries around them, not compromising on them, not settling, living that life true to you. What can break that? Nothing. Nothing can break that. Like, that's completely empowering. And that's what I feel. That's why I'm sharing all this stuff, because I've been that other person. Really low self-esteem, you know, social anxiety, not sure who I am or what I want to do, and letting people walk over me, all that stuff. That's probably the majority of my life, haven't I? From 31 now, I was pretty much like that into my 20s. So going through it all, out the other side of it now, it's a different life. Like, it is a different life. And, you know, you can take that as far as you want. How is that going to change? How am I ever going to lose my self-esteem or the healthy ego? I never can. It's down to me. It's down to me if I start, yeah, falling into external validation and things, but that's within my control. Do whatever you want to me and it's not going to change. Do you see what I mean? Like, not, like, I always have the choice to act in a way that will gain my own self-respect no matter what's happening in the external world. Take the money away, take the career away, take whatever, like, cool. You know, what does it matter? Put me in the jail cell. Like, there's nothing in the world that could happen in the external world that would make me compromise on picking actions that will gain and keep my own self-respect. You know, so it's such an empowering way. And yeah, we're getting a little bit off topic now, but that's the kind of start of this ego stuff. And my kind of one-liner to get it there is gaining your own self-respect. But yeah, it's important to say as well, like, if you go too far into that, going too much into like self-important, into the narcissism, entitlement, etc., it started to derail you. And that had happened to me a bit at certain times as well. Like, I'm not perfect, no one's perfect. This is all going to be a work in progress. So that's the kind of other side of it, where you don't want to fall into that stuff. And yeah, I'd already gone through the point there. It's kind of personal identity as well is another way that it was phrased. And that's why I said, look, the guy who didn't settle thing, the self-respect, the healthy ego, I've kind of gone through all of that. So to go into point two, yeah, don't let the ego become the enemy. Yeah, we'll go into the kind of darker side of this now, into, like, I think entitlement is the best way to put it. And again, that's kind of when we have a bit of a distorted view of reality. And, like, this is just my opinion on it. Like, when we are entitled, we have a distorted view of reality, like our subjective view of reality, which leads us to think that we don't... which leads us to not putting in the work that we have to get the result. And you can see how that's never going to work. And, like, my examples there, it has come up a lot in training, because I've, you know, started training towards some elite level goals, like handstand push-up splits, one arm chin-up, all these things, and that will happen. Hence why I'll have to say check the ego, which leads us into all this, where I'm like, oh, I'm training consistently towards this for 3, 4, 5 years, whatever. I've been doing the rehab, been doing all the mobility work, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, I might get an elbow injury or an elbow flare-up, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, I've done everything. I've done everything and more. And again, and yeah, you can even see the way as I started talking that, like, you're going into entitlement there, like, oh, why is this happening to me? You know, I've done everything and more, like, this shouldn't be happening. Other people have it. How did he get it? And he's only training 2 years, I'm after 5. Like, all this stuff, as you can see, it's all going into entitlement. It's all going into a mindset and a frame where I'm making excuses for putting in the work that needs to be done to reach the goal. Okay, so that's why I say, don't let the ego become the enemy. that's what will happen if we're not aware of these things. Same for relationships. I've done it in relationships too. I've done it in all parts of my life. Oh, what are they doing? Oh, it's all their fault. They shouldn't treat me like this. Da, da, da. And you can see it. It'll just play out in all parts of your life. So they're the kind of cues for me is like, look, I think check the ego. And I think don't let the ego become the enemy. That's the kind of the anchor that always gets me when I start feeling those thoughts. And I know where those thoughts lead because I lived like that for a long time. And then that's my anchor to bring me back. Don't let the ego become the enemy because I know where that ends up. And that's not where I want to be. The third one then, so we're going into developing the healthy ego. Yeah, we've kind of, you know what, I've kind of actually covered this nearly the first point by going so much into it. But this is around the gaining your own self-respect. That's my advice for how to kind of develop this healthy ego. Is gaining your own self-respect, obviously without letting it go too far, like I said. And what else did I say? Yeah, keep an ego in check, but knowing what's possible. Yeah, because when we think about it, you need to start building this ego. As again, you know, I think it'll kind of be bashed a lot. Like we all just need to, how would you even say it? Kind of not shine your light, we'll say. Oh, anyone, you know, the tall poppy syndrome. Or anyone who's like shining their light too much or all like, you know, sit down there, get in line type of thing, you know. Or like, I don't agree with that. You can make up your own mind on it, but it's like, look, I love seeing people shine, like being true to themselves. And it's clear to see when you see a person who they're not doing it for validation, they're doing it because you clearly see they've done work on themselves. They know who they are. They're not trying to fit in. That's the person that they really want to be, and they're not going to settle, and that's how they're going to live. If you like them or don't like them, they don't give a shit. Like that, I gravitate towards those people, and I know now it's because that's who I wanted to be. And if you're liking my content, listen to this, that's the case for you too. That's what you're seeing in me, and you want to draw more of that out of yourself. So that's what I'm looking for here, like that kind of self-respect that they have, that they're happy to do their own thing. And that's what I've tried to do with my own life and sharing this journey with you. So you need that, like you need, and this is growing to your confidence then. Once you start doing that, that's when you start to gain confidence. Because as I said, I've been the person with zero confidence, getting embarrassed all the time. I just couldn't not get embarrassed. Like it plagued my life for a long time. But again, what's the one-liner? I didn't respect myself. I did like, and if you go more into respect, other angles on it are like admiration. So just think of it like that. If you're not confident in yourself, like go look in the mirror. Do you admire that person looking back at you? The answer is probably no. Okay, why? Ask yourself why. Things will start popping up. Sit there long enough with it. Oh, because I don't say what I think. Because all the things that, the dreams I had in life when I was a kid, I actually gave up on them all. And I'm just doing what my parents wanted me to do. And like all these things will start to be listed off. And then it's clear like, yeah, I don't admire myself. I don't like myself. So if you don't like yourself, how are you going to be confident in yourself? You know, it'll all just start to make sense. And again, coming back to gain your own self-respect. That's what has to be done. It's, great line I heard recently is like, look, for your dreams to live, other people's dreams have to die. If that's your parents or if that's anyone else's, cool. Like, it's your life. You have to make that choice. So, yeah, that's to gain your own self-respect. That lead into growing your confidence and that lead into kind of getting the healthy ego and learning to keep it in check as well. And this is what you need to live true to yourself. You know, that's the kind of tagline on the website, like don't settle, live true to yourself, which is leading into all this. You need that confidence to be able to go for it yourself. Okay, so I think we might actually leave it there. We've kind of covered the 3 points in a bit of a roundabout way there about, look, we all have the ego. We can develop the healthy ego or else, the other route is the ego becomes the enemy and that's what we want to try and avoid. And like I said, those kind of one-liners are great. When you feel the entitlement, different things coming, to remind yourself, check the ego or to, not let the ego become the enemy. And that'll bring you back onto the right path. And the last thing I'll leave you with is a quote I heard on the ego before, which stuck with me, of that checking the ego is like hygiene. It's needed daily. So it's just a great frame on it, because another problem in the kind of mainstream with a lot of things is like this fixer mentality. Oh, where's the fix? Back pain, go for cracky back. Is that going to fix me forever now? I don't have to do any work. Great. I want to lose weight. Give me this 6-week thing and then I can just eat whatever I want for the rest of my life. Like, it just doesn't actually make sense at all. But a lot of people, the mainstream people don't know that. So, yeah, it's the same thing here. Like, oh, yeah, the stuff Mark says here makes sense. Cool, I'll check the ego today. And then it'll be fine. It's like it'll be back tomorrow. So it's a process. Like all the stuff I'm teaching. Like all the main things in life that you want are a process. good relationships, you know, good career, you know, fit, mobile, healthy body for life. Like, all these things are processes. Same with this one here. So that's always one that's a good reminder for me. You know, if I have to work on it a lot, you know, in a certain week, I'm like, well, Mark, you know, checking the ego is like hygiene. Need it daily. You know, it's never going to be over. It's always going to be an ongoing process. So three things I can help you with then. We've got the Physical Freedom Program. That's about overcoming chronic pain and injury, reaching your athletic potential. The Mental Freedom Course. That's where we stop looping and suffering, learn to skillfully navigate your own mind. Pretty much stuff that we're going through here today. And then the Lifestyle Design University. This is where we avoid the biggest regret of humanity. Learn to design the life true to yourself. For contact then or follow on Instagram, where I put up the most of the content. We have, the website is there as well. The documentary's up there if you haven't seen it. And then in terms of the actual contact, guidancesettle@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram as well. I'm most active on there. Okay, so that's it. Talk to you next week. So don't settle. Live true to yourself.